The first feature today was written by David Powles from the Evening News Investigations Unit. David Powles has been looking at the impact of cuts in Norfolk care services. His article is read by Elizabeth Stimson.
They have taken away everything that made me smile and my life worth living. The tragedy is they don't even seem to care. If they cut my budget any more, I'll end up being stuck in my home, not even wanting to speak to people, not even being a human being, just someone stuck in a home, disabled person, sitting in my wheelchair with a blanket over my legs. These are the heartbreaking words of Sandy Bales, one of an increasing number of disabled and vulnerable people campaigners believe have seen the support they receive drastically cut by Norfolk County Council. Now, campaign group Equal Lives has submitted a formal complaint to the Care Quality Commission, CQC, urging it to investigate what it claims are systemic failures by those at County Hall and a disregard for its statutory duties under the Care Act. The row centres upon the use of personal budgets, a scheme introduced in 2008 and used by more than 4,000 people with a disability, age-related condition or chronic illness, with the aim of giving them more choice over how their needs are met. It is claimed that as the council has carried out budget cuts, scores of disabled people in Norfolk have seen the amount of money they get to spend on care cut by up to 30%, and in some cases, support completely withdrawn, particularly that for wellbeing services. Our investigation today uncovers half a dozen cases where that has happened. Through Mark Harrison, CEO of Equal Lives, believes that this is the tip of the iceberg. He said this is an assault on disabled people and risks making the most vulnerable people isolated in their own homes and distanced from the community. Jonathan Moore, chairman of Equal Lives, added, "For Norfolk to remove these payments without offering alternatives was a reckless decision. This withdrawal of support mandated by law has left many disabled people living as prisoners in their own homes." But Harold Bodmer, executive director for adult social services at the council, said, "It is simply not the case that adult social care services have not been transformed in Norfolk in the past 5 years. The care we provide is as set out in the Care Act, and we dispute any suggestion that we are not following this." Mrs. Bales, 68, of Keats Close Dereham, who has multiple sclerosis and uses a mobility scooter to help her get around, has seen her allowance fall from £21,000 in 2013 to £16,000 last year. She said, "My budget is for care only. No breaks, no money for replacement scooter batteries or insurance. My scooters are my legs. They're not a luxury. Without them, I have to be pushed around in my wheelchair. My husband, who is my carer, is not fit enough to do that at the moment, as he has cancer. The council are taking away my independence and are chopping off my legs. I accept that cuts are inevitable, but I would have been more accepting of this if I had been consulted beforehand to see if I could work out the cuts for myself. I remember saying, when this was introduced, please don't give me balloons to fly and then take them away. This is surely the cruelest thing they could have done." The 2014 Care Act sets out the way in which local authorities should carry out needs assessments, determine who is eligible for support and their obligations. Equal Lives' letter to the CQC claims council cuts, particularly those in 2014 and 15, went too deep, leading to several breaches of the terms of the Act. It urges the CQC to investigate as systemic failures have been identified. Mr. Harrison added, Norfolk County Council has failed to reshape its services effectively in the last 5 years, meaning its devastating cuts have fallen disproportionately upon disabled and older people. He also called on councillors, in consultation over further cuts, to resist further reductions to the money spent on adult social care. The Council's Reimagining Norfolk strategy includes a plan to reduce the number of service users receiving support by 22%. It wants to ensure people remain independent from public services as long as possible and are provided with preventative community alternatives where appropriate.